Penguin Audio presents Situations Matter, Understanding How Context Transforms Your World by Sam Summers. Read by Joshua Swanson. Prologue. Mama said there'd be days like this, but she failed to mention that mine would keep happening at the Newark airport. We were on our way from Michigan to Massachusetts for a wedding. Still graduate students, my wife and I were blessed with a flexible schedule, but burdened by a fixed income. In other words, we were the perfect guinea pigs for one of those travel websites that offers low fares in return for your relinquishing control over airlines and flight times. So I had typed in our travel dates, agreed to the terms and conditions, and hoped for the best. Instead, I got Newark. To be fair, I have nothing against the city proper. My only visits have come in the form of airport layovers, and I suppose my repeated experiences of long lines, longer delays, and inexplicable cancellations have had more to do with the airlines I've flown than the airport itself. But it sure feels like every time the word Newark pops up on my itinerary, the fates conspire against me in new and creatively malevolent ways. On my previous visit, Miss Fortune had arrived in the form of a last-minute cancellation followed by two equipment-related delays. I ended up on the floor of an overcrowded gate for hours, squeezed between a dozen Hasidic Jews who passed most of their time in prayer. The only silver lining was my corresponding reassurance that God would never let anything bad happen to the plane once it did take off, my own spotty record of synagogue attendance notwithstanding. But that was then. This time, my problem started with a website itinerary that left just 40 minutes to make our connection in Newark. High winds that had briefly delayed our first flight narrowed this time window even further. And, of course, our airline just had to be the one to spread out its gates over multiple terminals, forcing us through a gauntlet of monorails, food courts, and moving walkways on the way to our second flight. When it became clear that the success of our mission might hinge on mere seconds, I decided to dash ahead of my wife, determined to get to the gate and hold the plane for us before the agents closed the boarding door. Because, as we all know, once they close that door, there's no going back. No, that's non-negotiable and irreversible. To reopen that door, that modern incarnation of Pandora's box, would be unthinkable. Doing so would undermine the very fabric that holds our society together, not to mention disrupt the space-time continuum as we know it. Clearly, you can't reopen that door under any circumstance, not even when the plane is still parked right outside and it's 8 minutes until the posted departure time, and there isn't another flight from Newark to Boston until late the following morning, right around the same time as that wedding you're supposed to attend. It was demoralizing to see our plane through the window, but hear that we were too late to board. Still sweating from my impromptu sprint, I waited for my wife to arrive, and then we both dragged ourselves over to the airline's customer service desk, along with the other aggrieved passengers who'd also stumbled on a surprise New Jersey overnight. Exhausted, our focus shifted from irritation to simply wanting to find out how to get to the hotel where the airline would be putting us up for the night. But we were in for another surprise. Things in the customer service line weren't going so well either. The first passenger to the desk was a heavyset man with sunglasses perched backward on his enormous shaved head. As his conversation grew increasingly animated, the glasses, staring back at the rest of us, began to bob up and down rhythmically. He became apoplectic, the glasses speeding up to a disco-like tempo, when he learned that there'd be no hotel voucher because the delays to his first flight had been caused by weather. He stormed off in a huff, still cursing under his breath as he headed toward the bar. Next up was a well-dressed woman who seemed just a bit too made up for the airport. She related her tale of woe, voice trembling with tearful sincerity. She needed to get to Boston to see her sister before surgery. Her plans were now ruined, and she demanded a hotel room as well as a full refund. No dice. Marta, as the desk agent's bewinged name tag read, wasn't biting, not even when the passenger's quiet sniffling developed into a full-fledged tantrum. After continued hysterics, she finally moved to the side and began furiously punching buttons on her cell phone. Now it was my turn. Obviously, I need...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?